So they went into the marriage thinking about divorce.
Well, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you hear about these things, and I think the same thing, Richard,
yeah,
that you don't want to plan for a divorce. You don't even want that written anywhere or even thought about.
Yeah, but
because you're going into it that this is, you know, you're forever.
Yeah, you're misreading me. I'm jealous. I wish I had thought of this when I was getting married.
Oh, so sorry. Yes.
That never dawned on me. Yeah.
And now?
Instead, I lost everything.
No.
Lost it all.
All right, so there was a Trump rally on Saturday night in Arizona.
Yep.
Donald Trump did not announce whether he would launch another campaign for presidency in 2024, but he did pledge at his first rally of 2022 that come 2024, this is what he said, we're going to take back the White House.
We're going to take back the White House.
So, an interesting rally. I did see some images from there, and it looked like thousands and thousands of people, again, attended this particular rally to hear Donald Trump and what he had to say. There was some thought that maybe he was going to make the announcement that he was going to launch another campaign for 2024, but that didn't happen. But there are a lot of indicators that he's thinking strongly of going in that direction. Didn't really say anything about supporting another candidate or anything like that. So I think a lot of people believe, yeah, he's going to do this in 2 years.
He was at the Country Thunder Festival in Florence, Arizona. Country Thunder. Sounds to me like there was a bunch of country acts that were there, and that may have been the reason. I mean, certainly, if you can get in front of a ready-made crowd.
Oh, that's,
you
know, that's perfect.
That's a positive.
That's what you're after, right?
Anyway, Donald Trump, again, making the claims that 2020 election was rigged, and he claimed Iran twice, and we won twice, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So feeding a lot of red meat to the populace there. We'll see what happens. I think if he's going to announce, it would probably be, once again, June of 2023, because when he announced last time, it was about June of 2015. So it makes sense that he would give himself a good 18 months to run for the office. Of course, he has to win the Republican nomination, which
right.
I think he's a shoe-in for at this point, judging from some of the polls that I've seen. I don't know anybody who can even touch the guy when it comes to these things.
All right, here's one other little news bit for you. Novak Djokovic to return to his native country on Sunday hours after the top-ranked tennis player lost his court battle to play in the Australian Open.
Yeah, this is...
Anyone surprised at this outcome?
Yes.
You are surprised.
I am surprised because what happened was he made the case originally.
Right.
I'm good. I just had this stuff. Obviously, I've got the antibodies. I'm not in danger of spreading this to anybody. And they said, all right, well, come on. And then he got there, but there was such an outcry from so many nervous Nellies because Australia is completely over.
They're over the top with this.
They are crazy.
Yeah.
They've got well over 500,000 cases in their country, by the way, a country which is 96% vaxxed, which means out of the 500,000 cases, approximately 500,000 are in vaxxed people, all right? So here comes Novak. He shows up. And they say, oh, yeah, that was a big misunderstanding. You have to stay in quarantine. You don't have the right visa. He says, what do you mean I don't have the right visa? I have the visa, and first they said, well, you can't because you're not vaccinated.
Yes.
And then a judge said, no, it's okay that he's not vaccinated. He just had it. He's got the antibodies. Everything is fine. And then they said, well, you got the wrong visa.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they're looking for excuses.
Basically, they were coming up with a way to throw him out of the country, which is funny because it happens to be the subject of today's list, which is coming up in just a few short minutes. First, I will tell you that you do not have to live with your chronic joint pain, your achy knees, your painful hips any longer. No siree, Bob. It is time to think about an exciting new way to treat joint pain with biologic therapies, regenerative solutions from QC Kinetics. Maybe you've heard about this. Maybe you've heard Emmett Smith talk about this. A lot of people have been calling QC Kinetics to find out what we're talking about. These guys are the leader in helping people deal with chronic pain with no surgery, no drugs, no steroids, and no downtime. By the way, I hate all three of those things, surgery, drugs, and steroids, for various reasons. If you can do away with chronic pain and not have any of those things, including no downtime, that is an amazing deal. So make the call to find out more about it today, 205-686-1941, 205-686-1941, QC Kinetics. Joint pain due to arthritis, lower back pain, shoulders, hips, knee pain, doesn't matter. They can treat it with biologic therapies at QC Kinetics, 686-1941. 41. The list is coming up next.
Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Dixon and Vining on this Monday morning. A lot of rain over the weekend, and if you notice down in your basement, ooh, you got an issue maybe in the crawl space with water, let's take care of it. Let's get it fixed. And I tell you, the guys that have been doing it for over six decades, that'd be Dry Alabama. You can get in touch with them today. They are dedicated to helping Alabamians fix those issues. It could be cracking in the foundation of your home. Oh, that is not a good thing. If you've got that, get it fixed. Be Dry, locally owned and operated. You can go online to request a free quote at BeDryAlabama.com. You can call them today at 205-942-1976. They offer a full life of the structure warranty. You'll love having that. 12 months interest free. Maybe that's something for you. You can also inquire as well. BeDryAlabama.com is where you go. BeDryAlabama.com, or give them a call for a free quote at 205-942-1976. That's BeDryAlabama.
It's 7:16. I'm Richard Dixon. She is Valerie Vining. It is Monday again. Look at this.
Ooh, right around the corner. Well, we missed you. Right, we missed you last week. Yeah. Richard was very under the weather, and I'm glad you're back.
Glad to be back.
That's never fun to go through. And I you never know sometimes when you get a variant. What in the world you got now? What am I going to deal with?
It was almost certainly the Omicron variant because it was lighter and faster than the original. I had, I go all the way back. I had the Alpha. That's right, friends. I had the Alpha variant. I had it before Delta came along and tried to steal everyone's thunder. Yeah. Now I got, I had the Alpha and then I had the Omicron, and it is lighter. It's still no damn fun. It was like having just a really major head cold. But on social media, I'm getting all this feedback from people who are like, I just got through it for the third time. So apparently, being vaccinated and having had it before doesn't really mean jack. Doesn't mean a thing. It's just apparently, you know, this stuff is here and you're going to get it. And, you know, I was out for 3 days last week. I wasn't happy about being out for 3 days. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I'm back and life is good and I didn't die. And, you know, that's where we are with this stuff.
You know,
right,
the whole testing thing is an interesting dynamic to all of this, because I know that if I'm sick, I'm going to try to stay home and stay away from family members. If I have a cold, if I have the flu, I'm going to treat it the same. I'm going to say, I'm going to my bedroom. Mm. I don't feel well. I'm going to sleep. Everyone stay away from me because I'm sick.
Calpurnia, bring me my bed jacket.
Right. I need something cozy. Mm-hmm. I need my slippers, please. Mm-hmm. So I can stay nice and cozy and warm.
Many doctors are saying don't even bother testing. Yeah, if you think you got it, you got it.
If you feel bad enough that you need to go get tested, well then you either have you either have a cold, you have the flu, or you've got this variant, and all three will put you at home in bed and away from other people, right?
So just
that's what it
away.
Should be.
Well, I can tell you this, because I had to go get the test. I mean, I was like, I need to find out, because if it's not this, if it's not COVID, if it is just a cold.
Right. I still don't want you here.
I've worked through
colds. You know what? I know, but don't be that
colds.
Hero and give it to me.
No, I'd be happy to.
No,
I'm a giver, Val.
No, I don't
share.
Want that.
That's who I am.
That's what I'm saying. Even
I
if it's a cold, you just stay
and
home.
I give and I give.
And I get.
Until
I
it
get
hurts.
That you could come to work,
you.
But you still you're sick.
Okay.
I don't want you here.
Uh-huh.
I love you, but I don't want you here because I don't want to get that
starting
cold.
Starting to wonder about the whole love thing. I got to be honest with you.
Okay, I like it a lot.
So anyway, I go to Walgreens and there's this set of directions. It's all done in the drive-thru, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they're handing you the stuff, and she's talking to me like I'm A, intelligent, and B, a well person. And I'm neither of those things, as you know. So she's like, okay, you're going to take this swab, you're going to put this over here, you're going to open that, you're going to use this in your nose, here's the side pocket, you're going to take this piece of paper out, you're going to fill it out over here, this other piece of paper you keep, that's for you. And then, do you have a pen? I'm like, I don't have a pen.
Can I have the instructions, please? Like, could you write those down?
And in the meantime, there's a bunch of people behind you in line, and you're going like, oh, they all want to get over here, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I didn't hear anything she said. And anyway, I lucked into getting it right, apparently, the first time.
Oh, very good, Richard. You paid attention to directions.
Well, not really, but I did.
You got through it.
It made
sense.
So
she didn't do the nasal swab? You had to do your own one?
No, I had to do my own. She would have had to reach through that little drawer in the drive-thru thing. I don't know. Her arms were not that long.
That would have been a long stick, too, with a curve on it.
Speaking of the COVID, we were just talking about Novak Djokovic Yeah. And the fact that he is now out of Australia. Now people, what happened, he shows up there.
Yes. What a complicated story.
They quarantine him, right?
Right.
He never left. He was in this quarantine hotel that they have in Australia for people who need to quarantine. Mm-hmm. It's actually a hotel for people who either have COVID or haven't been vaccinated, and they shove you into this thing. And it's not quite like a Japanese internment camp from World War II.
It's not far from that.
It ain't a little
slice
of heaven. It's
not a Holiday Inn, right.
And so we have here the top seven reasons that Novak Djokovic is really leaving Australia. It's called The List.
My therapist had me make a list.
Call it a bucket list.
Start living. That's the next thing on my list.
The list is life.
All right, here we go. The top seven reasons Novak Djokovic is really leaving Australia. Number seven, constant complaining from the next room every time he practiced by hitting the ball against the wall.
I can see that happening. You got to practice somewhere.
You got to practice, exactly.
Sure, yeah.
Number six, pretty much watched every dirty movie they offered on pay-per-view.
Oh, hello.
Once you've worn him out, I understand. Number five, the steak sandwich was a little dry.
Was it now?
I could see you.
Yes. No, thank you.
Number four, got tired of having to spell his name every time he called room service.
Let me tell you what, that is a complicated name. Don't try to spell it. Novak Djokovic. There's a big D in front of the J, and you're like, well, why is that D there?
What is that all about?
I don't know.
Number three, took a week's worth of lessons, could never figure out how to play the didgeridoo. Have you ever played the didgeridoo?
The didgeridoo?
It's one of those two,
didgeridoo.
For sure. Number two, pretty sure the cleaning staff was doing weird things with his toothbrush while he was in court.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would drive me away. And the number one reason that Novak Djokovic actually left Australia, never understood a damn word those people said.
Yeah. Probably. There probably was a little language barrier between him.
They got
Serbian and Australian.
I mean, Australians alone are difficult. They have a different word for everything. It sounds like they're speaking English.
Yes.
You know, like,
it's a trick for Americans.
You're like,
yeah.
I feel like I should understand you.
But I don't.
And yet I'm completely and totally lost. you ever want to go to Australia?
I would love to go, but not right now. With this, the way they're handling everybody with this COVID, I'm like, I wouldn't go there if you paid me. But I have in the past.
Well, I was going to. I was going to pay you.
Going to go? Go away, Valerie.
I was planning on writing.
Here's a flight. You're leaving right after the show.
Big fat check. No, I've always wanted to go to Australia, and there's one thing that is, aside from now this, the one thing that's really kept me from doing it is 14-hour plane ride.
Oh.
Woof.
Yeah. When they get planes that can travel a lot faster than the ones we have now, where I can be there in like 2 hours, then I'm in.
Really?
14 hours is a long.
Or
give me one of those planes where you have your own little bed.
Yeah.
You know, first class,
oh, sure.
You got your bed, and just, you know, stay up. And then, yeah, I'll sleep. And then, oh, guess where you are, Australia.
Jennifer Aniston.
I love
flies
that.
In those. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
No. I'm thinking transporter. You get the transporter down.
Okay.
Scotty, beam me to Sydney. Oh. You do that, and I'm good to go at that point.
Here's my reason for wanting to go there. My reason is because they have incredible waters to scuba dive in,
mm-hmm.
and apparently the reefs and the diving there is absolutely spectacular.
Oh, see,
it's one of the reasons I'd love to go.
I just want to shoot a kangaroo.
Oh, Richard.
It seems like it'd be fun, wouldn't
it? That's terrible.
And they're hopping all the time.
They can box you, too. You better look out.
That's why you have to have a gun.
No, you need some boxing gloves.
You don't know what they have in their little pouch either.
Look
out.
You
have to defend yourself. He was reaching for his pouch. What do you mean her? What do you mean she? What do you mean there was a baby involved?
Now you shot the mama and the baby.
724. Parrot Structural Services, 668-2626. These are the guys who are going to straighten out your foundation. It's cracking, it's leaning, it's sinking, whatever the problem may be. Parrot Structural can lend a hand. ParrotSS.com. On the World Wide Web, they've got the experience. They've got the integrity. They're going to treat you right every step of the way. They do business all down in Montgomery. They can fix up them government buildings. They've worked on your favorite school campus. Trust me, these are the ones you want on your side. Parrot Structural Services, ParrotSS.com, 668-2626, licensed, bonded, insured, E-Verified. Okay. It's First News time. It's Dixon and Vine.
Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Richard Dixon, Valerie Vining, the Dixon and Vining Show. Hey, great time to get your house kind of spruced up and looking great for the new year. And here's a great way to do that. How about with a fresh coat of paint? And nobody does a better job than the painting company. I know that because the painting company came to my house and took care of my painting project. Peter Pastor and the painting company. Excellent, excellent crew of painters that he has hired. Let the professionals come take care of that. I don't know about you, but I'm not very good at painting. I've tried. It doesn't come out the way that I know that it should, but the painting company certainly can make that happen. So get a free quote today. Call them, the painting company, 995-5559. That's 995-5559 for the painting company. They're right here in the Birmingham area.
What, the song we just heard, Ventura Highway, it's Dixon and Vining, Talk 995, Talk995.com. Ventura Highway by America. Give me, what's the big claim to fame for that song? Do you have any clue at all?
Big claim to fame.
Huge claim to fame. Massive claim to fame for the song Ventura Highway. It's a big one. It is the first time in any song that the words Purple Rain are referenced.
Is that right?
That's true. That's exactly right.
That's an interesting piece
Prince
of trivia.
Prince totally ripped them off.
Shame on him.
That Minnesota weasel, how dare he?
Purple Rain.
Who does he think
right.
he is?
Look at that.
Hey, we have not mentioned, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes, it is.
And this is a guy, some of it may be because it was drummed into me when I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. You know, we could never get by on MLK Jr. Day without having, you know, everybody, you do the cutouts and you... study Martin Luther King Jr. that day and what the whole civil rights march was all about, whatever. But he's really a huge hero of mine. This was, there was a large contingency at that time that believed that the only way for African Americans to get the same rights as white people was through violence. That they honestly believed that, you know, there was going to have to be a civil war to make this happen. And Martin Luther King Jr. was the guy who said, nope, not the way to do it.
We can do this calmly.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in there, and we are going to make ourselves essentially victims, and they are going to feel so bad that they are eventually going to go, yeah, you're right, we're kind of jerks. We shouldn't be doing that. We're behaving badly about all of this. I mean, you think back before the Civil Rights era, and it's not that long ago.
No.
I mean, it's almost within your and my lifetime, and some parts of it are within your and my lifetime, that you had movie theaters where African-American people were not allowed to go. Mm-hmm. Or if it was a mixed movie theater, African-Americans were in the balcony and white people were in the lower portion of it.
We actually took a tour of the Lyric Theater downtown Birmingham, which is a historic theater. As much as the Alabama Theater. And I actually got a tour about one entrance for those that were black, and those that were white came in a different entrance. And there was a little teeny tiny hallway in the back of the building where they could make their way up this staircase.
Right.
That you could barely get up, and then at the very, very top is where African-American people sat and the rest of it. And I was like, I cannot believe that I'm actually walking this hall where this actually took place.
I can't believe that we ever actually treated each other that way. I mean, that's the truly amazing part.
It is amazing.
Because in this building, we're about 50-50, right? It's pretty close.
I would think so,
60-40, 50-50, 55, 45, whatever it may be. The idea that you would treat somebody differently because of the color of their skin is reprehensible. And the fact that it was just commonplace back then is the thing that just, it's mind-boggling to me. I'm glad that it's over. And I get very frustrated when I hear people like John Legend say, we've made no progress at all. And I'm thinking, really?
See,
you're a multimillionaire, John, and I'm pretty sure that's progress. I could be wrong on this.
Yeah. King was assassinated in 68. A lot of you may remember that.
April 4th.
And then we started observing MLK Day in 1986.
So, yeah.
And the statue I saw, I made that D.C. trip not long ago. A phenomenal statue.
Great, yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely amazing
statue. It's a nice representation.
Interesting, though, you say we started celebrating in 1986. Mm-hmm. Like I say, his birthday, you know, I was in school in the 70s.
Yeah.
We were studying Martin Luther King Jr., and we were studying the civil rights era in the 70s. It just wasn't an official national holiday. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy who, it cost him his job. Remember Evan Meekum? He was, I believe, the governor of Arizona, and he refused to celebrate MLK Jr. Day. That's the first time that I can ever remember a governor being recalled in an election. The people of Arizona said, well, we don't really need this racist. I think it's time to get rid of him. And by the way, what's wrong with one more holiday? Who the hell doesn't want a day off, huh? I don't care what you're celebrating.
Well, and a lot of people today, you know, even more so with Martin Luther King Day, they kind of use this as a day to, you know, work or do something in the community today to, you know, spruce up a neighborhood or, you know, do something community-wise. So I think, you know, many observe it. And not necessarily just to have a day off, but they're also doing things. I think Birmingham's got all kinds of things planned today around MLK Day. So,
don't forget, it's also Betty White's birthday. So if you have a little extra money to throw to your favorite pet rescue operation, Dixie Girl Dog Rescue is a good one. 2x2 Rescue is a good one. Shelby County Humane Society, Greater Birmingham Humane Society, any and all of those are good places to throw a dollar or two if you get the opportunity. So over the 3-4 days that I was laying around, I did some reading, but mostly I binge watched.
And like I said,
I got the Hulu that's got the commercials, right? And so the commercial, there's this commercial that keeps running over and over and over again. Get this. It's for a drug whose specific purpose is to offset the side effects of a different drug.
Oh, no.
It's all like, if you're taking this drug and you're having this side effect,
then you need to take this.
You need to take this other. And then it lists the side effects created by this drug, and among them, suicidal thoughts or actions.
Oh, no, I'm stopping both drugs. So you can stop right there.
Wait, what?
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second here.
This is bad.
If you experience suicidal thoughts or actions, stop taking this.
Well, here's the thing, and then you're going to end up having a third drug to overtake the side effects of the second drug.
And that will have its own side effects. Am I right?
My tummy hurts.
For stomach aches, you need gut flushers from Peppy Products.
Here, take one of these.
Gut flushers? I'll try anything. My tummy feels great.
Gut flushers from Peppy Products. Side effects may include headache, soreness, shortness of breath, purple tongue.
Yes, honey, my tongue is purple.
For the treatment of side effects of gut flushers, you need Sidewinders from Peppy Products.
Here, take one of these.
I hope this works. My tongue is back to normal.
Sidewinders from Peppy Products. Side effects may include vomiting, dizziness, blurred vision, painful rectal itch.
Ah, it burns!
For the treatment of side effects of Sidewinders, especially the big one, you need Freeze It Up from Peppy Products.
Here, take one of these.
I swallow this big thing?
I'm afraid not. Didn't Freeze It Up help?
Not yet. It's stuck.
For relieving that stuck, freeze it up feeling, you need Plucky Plunger from Peppy Products.
There. Feel better?
Yeah, but now my tummy hurts.
Peppy Products. We've got everything you need for everything you need.
You know, it's it's funny right up until the moment that it actually kicks in, you know?
Yeah, that's never good. That's kind of like drinking that stuff you have to take before you go have a colonoscopy.
I wouldn't know.
It's like,
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, well, Richard, you're way past due. You better get on it.
You and my doctor both
You are past. You better get it going.
My attorney is Chuck Davis, chuckdavislaw.com on the World Wide Web. Chuck is a great guy who can listen to your story and tell you whether or not you actually have a case. That's what you want to know, right? Hey, I want to sue some people. Do I have enough here to work with? And Chuck will sit, and no, it'll cost you nothing because your initial consultation with him is at no cost to you. You tell him your tale. He'll ask some pointed questions. And at the end of it all, he can tell you whether or not there's enough to move forward and enough to worry with. And if not, then, well, that's always good to know as well, right? He also handles a variety of other things, including wills and probate. He's doing $99 simple wills right now. Divorce and custody. He's got an interesting philosophy on divorce. You should talk to him about that. Contract work as well. It's all with Chuck Davis, chuckdavislaw.com, 823-9992, 823-9992. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to legal services provided by other attorneys. See, everything has a disclaimer now, Valerie. Everything.
Of course it does.
Everything's got side effects and everything has a disclaimer.
Well, sometimes, yes, you have to have that disclaimer in there. It's just very important to have that
I don't believe that for a second. Do we have a disclaimer for this show? Do we have to put a disclaimer
on there? We probably should have one.
We'll come up with one.
Okay. I'll work on that.
Just to make sure. That was the voice of Steve West, by the way, whose first day is today.
Yay!
Working with us.
Steve.
Today.
Yeah, I've been otherwise very, very quiet because I'm trying to concentrate.
Oh, sorry, okay.
He's got a job to do over there. Got to give props, by the way, to John Bird, who has been doing that
role. Yay! Thank you, John Bird.
Up until now. John has been focused like a laser beam on getting it right, and it's not exactly within his skill set, but he has done a yeoman's work
of
making
it happen. He's
done a
great job, yeah.
And we appreciate that. And now we've got a guy who's, this is a little bit more in his wheelhouse, and John can go focus on whatever the hell it is.
The creative stuff.
Oh, you're right, that's what it is. Yes, the creative stuff. That's what I meant to say.
Yes,
that's his story, and he's sticking to it. I kid, it's 7:41, and when we return, it'll be time for The Upside. You know why she's cheating on you, Prince? You know why? Because you call her your old lady.
Oh.
He said, call my old lady for a friendly word, and then he finds out that she's doing the nasty behind his back.
Maybe she calls him the old man.
Well, maybe so.
Hey, old man.
I can tell
old
you
man,
this.
Yeah, Prince.
One of them is getting some. That's all that matters. Work Truck says, hey, it's Dixon and Vining. Dixon and Vining. Talk 995, talk995.com. Work Trucks downtown, 2324 3rd Avenue South. If you are in the market for a top-quality pre-owned work truck, you could do a whole lot worse than these guys. They are the Southeast number one pre-owned work truck dealer for a reason. One of the things that they do is put every truck through a 120-point inspection to make sure that it is up to snuff, up to speed, and ready to face whatever sort of foibles and troubles you're going to hand it. These things are designed for work. You know, they've got the rubber floor mats. They've got the vinyl seats. We're not talking about show horses here. These are the tough dogs, and they're at great low prices at Work Trucks. You need to go find out more about it at 2324 3rd Avenue South or check out their website, Work Trucks with an X, LLC.com. Work Trucks, LLC.com, where they are all about trucks. And now, So Nice Embroidery, Printing, and Promotion brings you The Upside. There you go. I like it. Finally, somebody putting some work in around here except for me. I kid. When did you make that happen, John? Did you do that? Good for you. That's the upside right there. Something
pretty
I
good.
Didn't have to do.
Yeah.
The General Electric Company is suspending enforcement of the Biden administration's vaccine or test requirement for big employers thanks to the Supreme Court's decision. GE, who brings good things to life, just said, oh, wait, we don't have to do this?
So we're not going to do it.
We're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Over.
It's going to take major corporations like this looking around and saying, okay, so this doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from spreading it. What the hell's the point? And then when they do away with that mandate, then other companies can look at them and go, well, if they're not doing it, why
maybe
should
we shouldn't do that. This is making it tougher to keep employees and
it really is.
And get employees. So maybe we don't mandate it. And then the doors are back open. Let's hire some more people.
Pharma bro Martin Shkreli. Remember this loser?
Say that again. What's the name?
Martin Shkreli.
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 Sounds a little bit familiar.
It sounds like something that you'd order at like an Asian restaurant. We'd like another order of Shkreli, please.
Yeah, make that three, please.
Three Shkreli. They're
three
small.
Shkrelis.
They're very small. He has been banned for life from the pharmaceutical industry as a result of this monopoly case. You know, he...
I remember this guy, yes.
Yeah. He bought a bunch of shares and basically took over ownership of this particular pharmaceutical company and then raised the price of a particular drug.
Daraprim, I think it was.
Exactly. 5,000%. It was insane.
Yeah. That was
5,000%.
You know what? You're a jerk. Whatever this guy's name is, you're just a plain big old jerk.
Shkreli.
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 And you deserve a
Martin
name like that.
Shkreli.
And if anyone listening's last name is that, I'm sorry that I just offended you.
Now at the time, I said, "Look, I hate to say it, but this is the free market economy. The guy gets to do what he wants
to do, and it's all coming back and hitting him in the caboose."
Well, you might remember he had to go testify in front of Congress, mm-hmm. and he was the biggest weaselly. Like I'm watching this guy testify, and you know me, I'm no big friend of Congress, But I just wanted to punch this guy so bad.
Yeah,
I mean, he had the most weaselly little face and the most weaselly little attitude. And I was like, oh, dude, I just want to hit you right in that face of yours. I just want to punch you so badly. Well, Congress wasn't too happy about it. And eventually they got him on insider trading. They managed to look back. See, it's not that they're going to manufacture that you did something wrong.
Yeah.
But they're going to find whatever you did.
They're going to find something, yes.
They did an in-depth rectal probe on Martin Shkreli, and they found out that he had, in fact, engaged in insider trading. And so he got a nice long prison sentence.
Hmm.
Then they find out that from the jail, he's still trying to run his pharmaceutical company, and he's trying to keep this drug, the one that he jacked up by 5,000%, it was time for it to start going generic, which automatically cuts in, you know, because
that hurts
once
in your
you can get the little blue pill for $2, you're not paying Pfizer $90 any longer, right?
Yeah.
So he was trying to keep these generic drugs from coming on the market, trying to figure out ways that he could block them from coming onto the market. And so this judge said, all right, that's it. A, you're going to pay back $64 million. Of all of this profit that you made off of this drug. B, you're never allowed to involve yourself in the pharmaceutical business again as long as you live, Martin Shkreli.
And I like this ruling.
I don't know whether or not this is constitutional. I read this and I go, ooh, can you do that?
Mm.
And when it comes to this guy, I can't help but think, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
We don't care if it's constitutional or not.
Really don't
care. This guy
care.
Is such a big jerk.
What a weasel.
He's the biggest jerk ever that we don't care whether it's constitutional.
Exactly. Go outside the Constitution if necessary. This is the kind of guy that you just want to...
This is a guy that shouldn't be in the pharmaceutical business. There's no doubt
I'm not
about.
Sure what business he should be in.
5,000% over...
And this is a drug that is very necessary.
Yeah.
It went to $750 a pill. And he had cut a deal where, like, insurance companies were going to be getting it for half that. Oh, well, much better. So it was only a 2,500% increase in the price of the drug. But once you, started going at home, I'm sorry, it was hospitals he was cutting it down to half for. But once you started, you know, home treatment, it was going to be $750 a pill. And this was like a pill you had to take every day.
That's like, who can afford that?
What a complete jerk.
You are. You got to be a multimillionaire. And even then, would you pay $750 for a pill?
Mm.
I guess if it meant your life, you know, it meant whether you survived or not, I guess you try to figure out a way to come up
at
with it.
At some point, it becomes a quality of life issue.
Yes, it is.
And the quality of his life is really not very good because he's in prison and now he has to pay back $64 million. That should learn ya.
There you go. I like that.
BLM rioter sentenced to federal prison for burning down a Minneapolis pawn shop. It's nice to see 10 years this guy gets. 10 years. You know, we've heard so much about these riots, and it's like, nobody ever gets punished for these things. Nothing ever happens.
What's happened with it? So, yes, those rioters, finally some justice coming to those that destroyed some of the buildings in that area.
Judge Wilhelmina M. Wright, the judge presiding over the case, was granted variance from the sentencing guidelines, kind of trimmed it back for him, actually. But the man responsible, Montez Terrell Lee Jr. of Rochester, New York, flew into Minneapolis for the riots and decided that the best way that he could express his concern about the disparity between African Americans and white people was to set fire to a pawn shop.
You know, you want to just stop for a minute and say, explain to me how burning this down in a community you don't live in or have anything to do with.
A business that had nothing to do with George Floyd's death.
What message are you sending? What do you think you are accomplishing by this? Because this business isn't coming back. They're done.
Somebody owns this shop. Somebody's livelihood is this shop. And you're killing that.
And then you're going to get on a plane and fly home.
Yeah.
Well, you really showed them.
He's flying to prison now. He's going to be there for the next 10 years. He said, this moment in life doesn't define who I am, but it can help mold me into the person I want to become. And apparently that person is inmate number 703-2961. It's 7:54. Mm-hmm. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so nobody is in this building except us.
Yeah, a few of us. The traffic out on the roadway is very light this
morning.
Extremely light. Yes, very
light. Good thing
light.
We got Slim Rob handling
he's
the
right.
traffic.
He is very right this morning. It's light out there.
Ain't much going on.
No.
That's probably a good thing. Anyway, stay home, relax, enjoy Dixon and Vining. We'll be back in moments with more. It's Talk 99.5. It's Talk 99.5.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.